Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're certain to vote, you're going to probably vote, or the chance is 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Certain to vote, alright. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Thank you. So, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else? All right. So, in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote for? For president? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden, yeah.
Biden? All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
36.
36? All right, thank you. 36? All right. Right there, 6. Perfect. So, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White, all right. And could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
10, all right. Thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people will say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I'd like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you, but I'd like them to have them focus on it. So you can use a 10 if you think it's like the most important issue ever, a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 if you don't think it's an important issue at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is working to end the war in Gaza. All right. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Creating more affordable housing.
Oh, that'd be 100.
All right, for sure. I'll make sure that's right.
Very important.
All right, understandable, for sure. I mean, EOS is getting more expensive day by day. All right, so what about banning TikTok?
Like 1.
All right. Protecting our personal data, or data, online from big corporations.
10.
10? All right. Weird question, but do you say data or data?
Data.
Data? All right. So what about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
And making college more affordable.
10.
10? All right, thank you. So, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Somewhat, yes.
All right. So, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, so very positive, and a 0 would mean the opposite, so very just negative, unfavorable feelings, while a 50 is neutral, and you can use any number from 0 to 100, and if you've never heard of them or have no opinion about them, that you can also say that. So the first one is TikTok.
And what was it if I heard of it, you mean?
I'm sorry?
Like, what was the ratings like?
Oh, I can see it again, the ratings, if you want to, like.
Yeah, like, how to, yeah.
All right, for sure. So for this part, if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 basically means that you like really like them, you have favorable feelings towards them. A 0 means the opposite, so like you do not like them, very unfavorable. And a 50 is neutral, so you don't like hate them, but you don't love them. And then if you don't know them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is TikTok.
TikTok, like 75.
75, all right. Democrats in Congress.
75.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
Like 70.
70, all right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
75.
Elon Musk.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Neutral.
Neutral, all right, so 50. What about Republicans in Congress?
0.
0, all right. Meta / Facebook?
75.
And Mike Johnson?
No opinion.
No opinion, all right. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Probably Joe Biden.
All right. So generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Say again, generally speaking, what?
Oh, generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
His administration has done a lot to restart the nuclear power sector.
Has done a lot to restart the nuclear power what?
Yeah, or has done a lot. His administration has more progression to look to nuclear as an alternative source of energy.
All right. To look for more. All right. More better energy alternatives. All right. Thank you. So changing gears now, we're almost done. We're about 70% done with the survey. So the last two questions I have are just for like, they talk about technologies and like social medias and things like that. So generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say, you know, like a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Fair amount.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
More of a benefit.
Somewhat or much more of a benefit?
Somewhat.
Which of the following comes closest to your own view? Do you think that tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, less regulated, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More regulated.
More regulated, all right, thank you. In thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say it's foreign tech companies, U.S. government, law enforcement, China, North Korea, Russia?
China,
all right. So now, how often do you use each of the social media platforms I'm about to mention? So the categories are if you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or never, like not at all. And the first one is X, formerly known as Twitter.
Less like once a month.
Once a month, all right. Instagram.
Daily.
Multiple times or about once a time a day?
Multiple.
All right. What about YouTube?
Multiple.
TikTok?
Like weekly, once or twice.
All right. So would you want to say like maybe multiple times a week?
Yes.
All right. And what about Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times there, I think you. So as a TikTok user, which of these uses is more important to you personally? Is it like watching entertaining content, learning new skills, learning about businesses and products, accessing unfiltered news and information, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, connecting with people who share your views and values?
Learning new skills.
Learning new skills, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. And for each of you, please tell me if you either strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. So the first one is TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Meta, or also known as Facebook, plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Say it again.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Probably disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
All right. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, thank you. So have you recently read, seen, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot or a little?
Have you heard of it a lot?
A lot? All right. So I'd like to ask about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. And generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? All right. So what do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? And the options are because they're playing politics, they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, they are certain that China could use TikTok to spy on us, they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok, they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors.
Probably interest of Americans. Trying to ban TikTok for data?
All right. So do you think it's because they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news from or information about what's going on in your community? And for this one, you can select multiple options if you would like. So the categories are YouTube, talk or news radio, local TV news, social media, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, cable TV news such as CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, print newspapers or magazines, music and entertainment sites, news or websites or apps, or national evening TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, or none of the above.
News websites and apps.
All right. Would it be just that one?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey. There's like only 4 more questions left, I think. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last 2 questions I have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last grade of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college, all right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Single.
Single, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. All right, well, this will conclude our survey. So I want to thank you so much for your time, and I truly appreciate it and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.